I'm Cyril Vanier in Doha. The top stories on Al Jazeera this hour. Russian President Vladimir Putin has told his Chinese counterpart that he's open to discussing Beijing's plan to end the war in Ukraine. President Xi Jinping is on his first visit to Moscow since the Russian invasion. Japan's prime minister is on his way to Ukraine on an unannounced visit. It will be Fumio Kishida's first trip to the country since the Russian invasion a year ago, and he's expected to assure President Volodymyr Zelensky of Tokyo's continued support. Ukraine says an explosion in Crimea has destroyed a cache of Russian cruise missiles. The Ukrainian defense ministry said the weapons were being transported by rail. The Russian-installed head of the region said air defense systems had been activated. A new UN report says the world must slash carbon pollution by two-thirds by 2035 if it wants to avoid climate catastrophe. The UN Secretary General has also called on rich countries to quit coal, oil and gas by 2040.
Humanity is on thin ice, and that ice is melting fast. As today's report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, details, humans are responsible for virtually all global heating over the last 200 years. The rate of temperature rise in the last half century is the highest in 2,000 years. Concentrations of carbon dioxide are at their highest in at least 2 million years. The climate time bomb is ticking. But today's IPCC report is a how-to guide to defuse the climate time bomb. It is a survival guide for humanity.
South Korea is banning the export of items linked to North Korea's satellite development program, including GPS technology. Pyongyang has said it plans to put a military reconnaissance satellite into orbit. Warring sides in Yemen have agreed to free almost 900 prisoners. The internationally recognized government and Houthi rebels have been in talks in Switzerland on the exchange of thousands of detainees. This is part of a UN-mediated deal. The government of French President Emmanuel Macron has narrowly survived no-confidence votes in parliament over its controversial pension reform. The result sparked protests in several cities. There's been anger after the government bypassed parliament to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64.